Good morning. For a short devotional, I'd like to talk a little bit this morning about prayer. So I want to read some verses in Luke 10, verses 38 to the end of the chapter. And it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve thee? To serve alone. And therefore that she helped me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part we shall not be taken away from her. Someone has said that Satan trembles when he sees the wicked Christian on his knees. I believe that Satan is going to do all that he can to keep us from praying. There's a minister and his wife that moved to New York City to start a church years ago, and nobody would come at first, and they felt really discouraged and like giving up. But then they started praying, and instead of preaching Wednesday night, since only was him and his wife and maybe one or two other people, they decided they were just going to pray. They were going to make that a priority. And then people started coming, and God changed people's lives. And I think now it's one of the biggest churches in New York City. And I think to this day, they still set apart the one night, one evening a week to pray. I don't claim to understand what all happens when we pray. I don't think that we are twisting God's arm, but we are commanded to pray as Christians in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says pray without ceasing, and then 1 Timothy 2:8 says, I will therefore that man pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. I think that praying is something that we want to do, that is so natural for us Christians that we can't live without, the same way that a fish cannot live out of water very long. I believe that God can do great things with us praying, but for some reason, he wants us to be involved and to do our part. There's a verse that says that you have not because you ask not. And so this is just a reminder to all of us that if we want God to work in our families and our church, our community, that maybe we're too busy and not sitting at Jesus' feet here like Mary was, and having a relationship with him. Maybe we're too busy serving. I'm not saying some of those things are not important. So the question is, how is your prayer life this morning? How is my prayer life? Is it at the top of the list, or is it way at the bottom? And it's something that we do when we have time, when we think about it. I think sometimes prayer is something that we talk about and we say that's important. And it is. But if that's as far as we get, then I think Satan is happy with that. So my challenge to all of us today is that we don't just talk about it, but to do that, to make it a priority. Do you want God to do great things and mighty things in your life? I think we all do, in our friends and our families' lives. I want to read Jeremiah 33:3 as I close. It says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I think God wants to hear our prayers, but I think he wants us to also come with an open and sincere heart and be serious about taking time with him. Let's bow our heads to pray. Thank you, Lord, for being with us. Thank you, Lord, for this day that we can set aside to worship you. And thank you also for the avenue of prayer. You're such a great God that wants to, I believe, do great things and wants to show yourself strong in our behalf. So help us all to cry out to you in humility and to make sure that our lives are according to your will so that we can experience your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, the teacher's teaching in the basement are dismissed at this time.